This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Week, even like Christmas week, you know, when you get like days off there, that's fine. But like the day of Thanksgiving, the day before, and the day after are basically the holidays, and Monday, Tuesday, throw
turkey
days.
And football.
Right, right.
I mean, this is all we're going to talk about for 1 hour.
Right,
turkey
right.
And football.
That's it. We're going to talk fantasy football because we are in the nitty gritty of fantasy football. You are basically a week or two away from playoffs, and you're fighting for playoff hope at this point, unless you're just totally out of it and you don't want to talk about fantasy. But that's good also because we have an hour tonight, and during this hour, we'll answer your texts as normal. We have the Nose Pick of the Week, the award-winning segment coming up at the end of the show like we always do. But in between also, what I want to do, and I think we did this for Halloween also, I want to do a text poll as the show goes along also. So right before the Nose Pick of the Week, we'll put out the top five I want. But I only want people to text in their top three, and then I'll make a top five out of it at the end. You know how I am with the food stuff, as I was on Halloween also.
You love food.
I'm the authority when it comes to, especially on this show. Your top three text in outside of fantasy questions or anything like that, or you always have personal ones that people text in for the Nose to answer, whether it's best places in Israel or what to order at certain restaurants. Top three side dishes.
That's what we're doing. Side dishes
specifically. Side dishes specific. Because okay. I don't want to hear the blasphemy about turkey is like not a big Thanksgiving thing and it's the worst dish there. Because if that's your take on it, then you've never been to my Thanksgiving dinner. Because no one leaves my house when I cook that turkey and say the turkey was bad or the turkey's just overrated. They leave going, holy bleep, was your turkey good?
Better be a moist turkey if that's the case. Because
of course it's moist.
There's nothing worse than a dry turkey.
If it's a dry turkey, I would throw it out the window.
And if you take it out too early and then it's not cooked, you can't go back and cook it and think it's going to be
acceptable. No.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything on a turkey. But top three. 56022 is the text line for any fantasy questions tonight and your top three side dishes for Thanksgiving as well. At the end of the show today, we will divulge the Nose Pick of the Week, and right before that, I will give you the top five according to the text messages and how I help the texters out, because I already know the top five, but we'll just take suggestions as we go anyway.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I respect your authority.
Right, that's right. So we'll get into everything. It is now NFL Week 13. Fun week in NFL for one reason only. It's not just a Thursday night football game you get a triple header. And whether they're stinky games or not, because the Bears and the Lions kind of is a stinky game, and even, you know, the Bills and Cowboys is a decent game, Saints-Falcons is a decent game. There's no really, really good games. But it doesn't matter because there's a triple.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you because, you know, for me, it's all about my fantasy players.
Okay.
In a week that's
right.
Going into, are we going to make the playoffs? Because most leagues' week's playoffs start next week,
right.
Week 14.
Right.
I know you're in multiple leagues that have a two-week.
There's a 15,
four,
16.
Top four making
right,
week
right.
15 and 16. And by the way, if your finals is in week 17, I'm embarrassed for you,
right.
And you should be shame on
that's
yourself.
That's a not money league,
but,
right?
But, you know,
that's
listen, tomorrow money. We have a lot of players that are going to be you know, they're going to be starting on fantasy teams, so we have to go over them. You say the Bears and the Lions are a bad game. I don't disagree because right now there's rumors that Jeff Driskel might not be playing tomorrow. So if you have Chicago's defense, you're starting them. I know they've been disappointed,
right.
But you're starting
God, who
them.
Who starts for the Lions?
You're putting me on the spot, aren't you?
Because Stafford's not going to play
His
in
name
that
is
game, right?
David Pugh. I'm
Come
not...
On.
That's a P-O-U-G-H.
I know that we're like kind of a, you know, like a weird night and we're on this week, but you don't have to like BS me.
I'm not BSing.
The guy's name is David Pugh.
I think his name is David Pugh.
Is there anyone in the back room back there that could look that up for me to make sure that the guy's name is David Pugh? Oh, you can't hear me back there.
Okay. Don't worry about it. From Purdue.
What?
You know, I got to be ready. I'd be prepared for anything.
Oh, I know that. That's why I'm asking you. I know that you're probably right.
How would you pronounce the last name if it's spelled P-O-U-G-H?
Like Doe, maybe Poe?
I call it Pooh.
It's probably Pooh.
Okay, it's probably Poe. You're right. It's probably Poe.
Like
but now it's you're right. It is probably Poe.
It's probably Poe.
But no, it's not. It's
but
Pooh.
I want to call him Pooh.
Okay, well, right. It's a done deal. And I hope now he starts just so this conversation means something.
Right.
But while we are discussing it, if Jeff Driskel is out, man, that downgrades every wide receiver there. So that means Kenny Galladay, and Marvin Jones Jr. and Danny Amendola, those guys are not in your starting lineup if the Pooh is starting, okay?
I got to look at the Lions depth chart and see.
You do. There it is, right? You're looking for it. You're looking crazy.
You're not even close.
I'm not.
It's David Blau.
Oh,
there's no P in there at all.
Oh, God. That was close.
B-L-O-U-G-H.
But from Purdue.
I don't even know
what
college
I do.
Was.
Okay, I was close. I was close.
I'm looking for poo. I'm like, there's no poo on here.
Yeah.
I feel like you're playing around with me.
David Blau.
David Blau.
All right, same concept. Well, enter the G-H.
Doe or we blow. It might be blow.
Well, that's another story altogether then.
Okay, okay, so yeah, in that consideration, now that I have the Bears defense, that might be the best game of the day for me.
It could be, because that could be a shutout.
I'm still calling him Pooh.
Okay.
If David Pooh starts for the Lions for tomorrow.
And that's how nicknames are started, my friends.
I mean, Aaron Ekelar.
Come on. Of course.
All right, you can text in the show. Someone texted in, and I'm going right to this at first, and I normally wait a couple minutes before we go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Someone said Kit Kat lasagna, best side dish dessert, Google it.
I'm going to Google it. I am very interested, and this is why people bring some...
I love lasagna. I love Kit Kats.
Exactly. What are you layering that in?
I don't even know, but I'm looking that up during the break.
Fair enough.
Not even question. 56022 is the text line. If you have any questions for the nose, we'll answer all your fantasy football questions. And like I said, top three side dishes. I'd like you to text that in also so we can make a definitive list by the end of the show of all the side dishes for there. And I don't want any turkey blasphemy on the text line. If I get that, I'm blocking you. That's it. You have a one-night block on the text machine if you start talking
for
bad.
Those...
I sat in line for an hour and a half yesterday for a honey-baked ham for half my family.
You're so serious about your turkey, dude.
Right.
It is very real. Right. You're taking it very personal.
Right. It is. It's a personal thing to me.
You are. It is because, you know, people say, oh, turkey's overrated. It's dry. You're saying flat out whoever's making that turkey's not doing it
right. I feel bad that you go to a house like that and that's after eating the turkey, that's how you feel. Because that should not be the way you feel at that point. You should just take another two right turns, head up the turnpike, head to me, and have a piece of my turkey, and then understand, wow, I've been eating it wrong for years.
Okay.
And I don't even deep fry it, which a lot of people do, and I want to try that coming up because I've had it before, and it's delicious. And outside of putting a frozen one in there and blowing your house up, it's probably really good to eat.
You're so cocky right now about your turkey abilities. It's very – I want pictures. I want it on Twitter.
Everything
absolutely
will be
blowing
tomorrow.
My mind about
everything
how amazing a turkey would be. I'm assuming you put butter underneath the skin.
Of course I do. You have to lather it up.
Fresh herbs underneath it.
You have to lather it up and make sure it's the innards and the gizzards.
You take the bag out of the butt.
That's what I like to call it. The bag out of the butt.
Okay. What do you do?
A lot of people throw it out. What I do is I take the juice from the turkey at the end inside the pan, put it into a little saucepan. I put a little bit of flour in there. I dump that whole bag out of the butt into that thing, let it sit, let it thicken, and boom, you have yourself some gravy.
Wow.
I have backup gravy also just in case, but it's in a can. I don't like to bring that out if I don't have to.
If you ever bring up anything in a can, I'm not interested.
In emergency situations, you might have to, but I don't like going.
Jellied cranberry in a can is my big nemesis. It's like my arch nemesis.
My
I need fresh cranberries with a little orange juice, a little orange peel. That's how I do it.
Right.
That's how I roll in the nose house.
All right, so we have a couple text messages coming in, and the best part is it's fantasy football,
and then
it's side dishes also. Those are coming in also. So we will do that. This is Zach in the Nose, fantasy football show brought to you by our friends at Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority off Biscayne Boulevard in Tropical Miami. Here, go see Danny, the GM there. He'll agree also after eating my turkey that turkey is not dry. It's delicious if someone makes it the right way. Danny is coming to my Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow night.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's something I didn't want to bring up, but I did anyway. Danny, I invited him over. He's coming over with his family.
I'm sort of jealous.
Right. You weren't invited, but Danny was, the GM of Tropical Chevrolet. I wanted to make sure that he had a right and perfect Thanksgiving dinner. That's why I invited him to my house. So he'll be okay. And he's not bringing popcorn. He normally makes popcorn at the dealership, but I told him, don't worry about it. It's all, I'm taking care of everything.
Can we talk a little fantasy?
Yeah, I guess we could do that also, since this is the fantasy
last
show.
Week, I brought up some defenses that, you know, the defensive strategy saying right now, if you're listening to the show and if you're in the playoffs, whether you're in week 14, week 15, or week 16, it's time to, you know, cut bait on some players that won't be starting. I remember the examples we use are Corey Davis or Rex Burkhead.
Right.
Okay. But what I didn't provide, and I'm very embarrassed by it, were some suggestions as to who you should pick up. So if you have a paper or a pen or just use your brain right now out there, week 14, the Browns are at home versus Cincinnati. It's a really nice situation.
Dalton back.
Yeah, that means four turnovers right off the bat. Dalton's back. Woo! That, you know, he has a nice matchup this week against the Jets, but a little different situation against the Browns. You got the Packers at home versus Haskins in Washington.
Whoa.
So and Minnesota's at home versus Detroit, who now has the Pooh Man.
Pooh,
so
right.
Week 14, if you need a start, you know, starting defense, the Browns, the Packers, and Minnesota. If you've already made the playoffs and you're just being lazy, go right now and pick up one of those guys. Pick them up. One of them should be available, and boom, you have yourself a really nice matchup. Week 15, we have the Ravens at home versus the Jets. If the Ravens are somehow still a free agent,
well, then your league stinks.
Correct. Right. KC, I love week 15. KC is going to be on your wires. They're at home versus the Broncos. Love that matchup. Going to be cold weather. Broncos ain't ready for that situation. And then the Eagles, even though their defense started out really bad, they're getting a little better, and they're at Washington, which, again, we've discussed. Washington's offense is miserable. The kid's not ready to play quarterback yet.
He's taking selfies.
In Week 16, if you have the Broncos D at home versus Detroit, that's a great one. And I really like the Jets D at home versus the Steelers. We don't even know who's going to be quarterback for the Steelers at them. It just changes whether it's going to be
duck.
Mason or Devlin or
duck,
any of these. The Duck.
That's his nickname.
So,
that's right.
There you go. Browns, Packers, Minnesota, Week 14. Ravens, Chiefs, Eagles, Week 15, and the Broncos and the Jets, D, Week 16. And, of course, I'm not mentioning the Patriots, because if you have the Patriots, you're going to start them.
Every week.
Right. So, you know, I'm not giving you the obvious ones that, or the guys who are on the, are guaranteed to be owned.
56022 is the text line, by the way, if you want to get some text in here. Someone just texted in. The text line is 560-POO-POO. How about that? Well done there. Well done. That's the Thanksgiving show I want to have at this point. We'll take your text for the rest of the show. Nose pick of the week coming up at the end of the program as well. We're only on for an hour tonight because of Thanksgiving, so it'll be in the 645 segment tonight, the nose pick of the week. Any questions, text them in to the text line 560-POO-POO or 56022, depending on your phone. We'll get back to all that. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. We'll take a break. We're back just after this.
You're listening to Zach in the Nose with a Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
All right, welcome back to Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. By the way, we have another debate going on that I need texted and answers for also. Lemon Lime Gatorade, is it green or yellow? No one say anything on these mics. Is it green or yellow? I want people to text in. I don't want any of the blasphemy from either anyone else on the show. I don't want anyone putting their opinion out there. It's a text poll. Lemon Lime Gatorade, green or yellow?
It's hard for me to look at you with what you think it is, though.
It doesn't matter. I'm not getting into it. We're not even talking about it. We're taking
a
Twitter poll.
Right,
I mean, a text poll. 56022. I need your top three side dishes. I need your fantasy football questions. And Lemon Lime Gatorade, green or yellow? That's it. And I don't want you or Danny saying a damn word. I felt authoritative right there. Is that a word?
You are fired up.
I am. It's Thanksgiving Eve, and I got to cook all day tomorrow. I'm fired up.
Yeah,
let's get to some text questions right now. 56022. Some actual fantasy football. By the way, someone texted in the first text of the day so far. Green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. Top three side dishes of his. I'm okay with two of the three. We'll get into that in a minute. Let's get to some fantasy football questions right now. Need one between Kenny Golladay, Metcalf, or Gallup. The Nose.
Since Pooh is the quarterback for Golladay, right. I'm taking him right off. It's a done deal. That's Metcalf. That's Metcalf all day. I know he has a tougher matchup versus the Vikings, but I have Rhodes covering Lockett, and Metcalf's been amazing.
He really has
been all that has been advertised. You see those pictures of this guy being one of the most jacked human beings you've ever seen.
Right.
And he's backing it up, playing so well. Russell Wilson's finding him the ball. I like Metcalf. Go with him.
Going forward, who has more better flex appeal, Diggs or Aaron Ekeler?
That would be Diggs. Ekeler is still being a player that you could start at flex for sure. But right now, if you see it coming, MJ3 is the guy there. He's going to be the guy there a bit more. Right now, I have Thielen, who had a setback again today.
Right. He was in sweatpants at practice. Or
not
like
good.
Right? Yeah.
So as long as Thielen's out, Diggs is definitely the number one there. And they have a really, really tasty matchup against the Seahawks on Monday Night Football. So at least for this week, which because we're on limited weeks coming
right
here.
No buys this week. This is the first time.
Oh, we have a full slate of
right,
football.
Full That's slate.
That three games doesn't even matter on Thursday because we have a full slate on Sunday. It's going to be beautiful.
Still have
Huge
a Sunday
week.
Night game and still have a Monday night game this week, too.
Go, I have Diggs with a more sex appeal than your boy, Aaron
Ekeler. Hunter Singletary flex PPR.
I have these guys literally ranked right next to each other, but I'm going to go with Singletary. So give him a start against the Cowboys tomorrow, right in time for you to eat your meal. 4:30 game. Go with Singletary.
Yeah, it's a good the meal game is always the
it's
best.
It's always the right? Cowboys with the meal game.
Right, you're right.
Madden,
always.
Remember back in the day with right. Madden doing
with
his play-by-play?
Exactly. Yeah, Duncan.
It's the best.
Wentz or Allen, quarterback question for you.
Okay, you can't go with Wentz. I know he's getting his weapons back, or apparently as of right now on a Wednesday, he's getting his players back. But I'm going with Josh Allen, same game against Dallas. Guy's a stud, and just something tells me he's going to put up 50 rushing yards right off the bat.
Wentz against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
Wentz, wow. Have you seen him play?
I have.
Yeah, Wentz had zero fantasy points and or negative fantasy points going into the fourth quarter.
Really?
And if he didn't have a very dirty last touchdown, then he was in negative.
Oh, my God.
Wentz is a bit lost right now. Yeah. And so I can't really trust him. Again, if he has all of his weapons back, if Alshon Jeffrey and Aguilar are playing, it could be something that we could look at further down the road. But right now, I'm going with Allen. That guy is just playing lights out, and he's hitting John Brown like crazy.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. John Brown's been a great pickup the last couple of weeks. Same guy, same question, by the way. Need two, Fournette, Henry, or Ingram? Pick two.
Well, my answer as of today is Fournette and Henry, but Henry had a bit of a little bit of an injury scare.
Questionable.
A little questionable, but, man, if he's playing, this is the time of the year, as we learned last year. This is where Derrick Henry, and we saw it last week,
right.
He goes crazy.
Colts 1 o'clock game this Sunday.
I got Derrick Henry, personally, I got him ranked 8th overall this week. So if he's healthy, go with him, and then you have to go with Fournette. You just got to do it. I know Tampa's got a good rush defense, but again, same theory. That guy's going to get the ball. The volume is there, so go with him.
Quarterback question for you: Jameis Winston or Matt Ryan, Matty Ice or Famous Jameis?
I got Famous Jameis ranked 6th overall this week, and I have Matty Ice. Let's see, I got him ranked 15th overall this week. So, listen, who's up for the 8:20 game anyway on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to try
honest.
My best.
No, you're not.
I got guys all over the place in that game, though.
I don't know about you, but I to get through all the family drama that, not drama, but if you host both sides of the family, you got to have a few
drama.
Drinks.
Right.
A few drinks and a few turkeys. That means you hit that DVR. I watch the second half in the morning without knowing anything. Phones away. So anyway, yeah, I don't like Matty Ice against the Saints. Lattimore is back. Go with Winston.
Flex PPR, Brandon Cooks or Kenny Galladay?
So Cooks or Galladay?
Right.
Oh, 100% Cooks. I have a big comeback for the Rams.
The Pooh. Pooh's throwing the ball to Galladay.
Well, listen, Driscoll's not out yet. He's not out yet, but it's not a good sign when his hamstrings are still sore and he's playing tomorrow and he didn't practice today. It's a problem. So, again, we'll monitor that. You know, Galladay takes a step forward if Driscoll's back, but I can't believe I just said that out loud. Driscoll is not my favorite quarterback for wide receivers in general. So, yeah, I would stay away from him.
Side dishes for this guy, green bean casserole, turnips, and beer.
Turnips and beer in the same dish?
Wow. Or just I think there's three sides of game. And beer's one of the sides.
You just get, like, raw turnips? Here you go.
Right.
With the roots on them?
What do you do with the turnips? It's a legitimate question.
I would roast them.
Okay. No, but I want to know this guy, since it's number two on his list.
Right.
Like, what?
Can we get a text back saying what you do with those turnips?
629 guy. 954-629 guy. I'm not going to give your whole number out, but give me what happens with the turnips.
Okay.
The beer is fine. I'm actually okay with that as a side dish.
I think that's a very
clever play by that guy. Because if you drink enough during the day,
that's
a side dish. Right.
Right.
You drink 10 of them during the day.
I need something heavier. It's called Jack Daniels.
Well, yeah, you don't drink bubbly stuff.
I do not.
Far too much.
Yeah, first thing I said on the show.
Mashed potatoes and stuffing, and then clear. I'm guessing maybe that's the color of the Gatorade he's trying to throw in there. No, it's not clear, sir. Collard greens, mac and cheese, chitlins. Ooh.
Okay.
Wow. That guy might be the leader
guy's
in the clubhouse.
The southern
right now.
Roots right, right there. Right.
Right. Ooh,
that guy's
God.
Straight up from Alabama or Tennessee.
That is getting me to lick my lips. I'm just letting you know that right now. That's good stuff right there. A couple more fantasy ones for you also. PPR.
Okay.
Kareem Hunt. James White, Jamal Williams. I need one. Kareem Hunt, James White, Jamal Williams.
That's Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt in a PPR league.
Kareem Hunt's been good.
He's getting
since
targets.
He
looks good. And somehow, they're getting both Chubbs and Hunt the ball. They're making them both hungry, both eating. It's good. I like what's going on there.
Amari Cooper or Montgomery? I guess this is a flex spot. Amari Cooper.
And here
or
we
Montgomery.
Are. And that's a fair question
right.
Because Amari has not been great and he's getting shadowed.
Amari was a donut last week,
he was
right?
A donut.
A donut.
And he's getting shadowed by White in Ooh. Buffalo, who's one of the top five corners. That being said, I'm still going to go. I'm going to bet that Amari doesn't get donutted twice in a row. So I'm going to go with Amari over Montgomery in your flex position. The Lions are horrible against the pass, but are pretty decent against the rush.
Let's see what else. Hear me out, guys. I'm looking on to next week.
Yes, you are.
Because I'm already in the playoffs.
That's
well done, sir.
About.
You obviously have been listening all year. Mahomes plays New England at Baker Mayfield versus Cincinnati. Can you bench Mahomes for Baker versus Cincinnati?
I'm blown away by the question.
Wow.
I'm blown away by the question.
I got to give the nose a second to think about that, and I'll look at you. Think about that for a second. I'll read a couple more of the food ones coming in. Stuffing, mac and cheese, green bean casserole, and it's green. Okay, thanks. Mashed potatoes with gravy and butter, stuffing, and whatever else. Those are the main two, though. I agree. That's pretty good. You get mashed potatoes and stuffing, it's really going to be hard to eat anything else at that point. This Thanksgiving, Canes fans are eating Panther, fried Panther. Ouch. Lemon lime Gatorade is yellow. There's a lot coming in for the Gatorade question, and I'll go over that.
We're
going
to have to pull that.
Right.
Thing, right.
I'm going to do it by the end. So back to that question.
That was a nice job by you. You gave me a second to breathe.
Because this was a next week question. You're not fully prepared for next week. You do it week by week. So I wanted to give you a second.
But respect
there.
To the person. He laid it out.
No, he did.
So
he said,
I can
hear
understand.
Me out.
I have
right,
to go
right,
crazy
right.
here. And the answer is you're starting Pat Mahomes.
Pat okay. Mahomes versus New England or
That's
Baker
correct.
Versus the
no,
Bengals.
I know, and it's a fair question. That's where... You go with what got you there, okay? You go with Pat Mahomes. As long as Tyreek Hill is playing, that's the caveat. You got he still have his weapons with Kelsey. Cincinnati is dead last against the rush, but 21st out of 32 against the pass.
Right.
Still not good, but let's just say
it's hard to drop. I mean, not start Mahomes.
No, you're just starting Mahomes. I mean, right?
I know it's New England defense. I know they score 8,000 points a week. I do understand that, but it's hard to sit. It's hard for me to look at someone who's starting for the week against me, and I see Pat Mahomes on their bench.
It's just not – no. You don't get too cute. That's a right. perfect example. Part of what I wanted to do here is it's in my notes. I'm looking at it. Don't get cute. Don't get cute. Don't get cute. It's a good, fair question. Happy you asked it. You're starting the Chiefs next week.
Okay. 56022 is the text line, by the way. Here's another PPR one. Need two. Keenan Allen, T.Y. Hilton, Mike Evans, Jamison Crowder. Pick two, Keenan Allen, T.Y. Hilton, Mike Evans, Jamison Crowder.
Keenan Allen and
PPR.
Mike Evans, and I'm very confident in those decisions
okay.
right there. So that's a good one. Easy right. peasy.
56022 is the text line, by the way. Keep texting in. By the way, yellow or green for your Gatorade color. When you get lemon lime Gatorade, is it yellow or green? Don't say anything, you or Danny.
Oh.
Garcia's already put a Twitter poll out there also. I just saw that.
Garcia is very passionate about the subject, screaming.
Right.
You know, during the break, screaming at us. Okay.
So we'll get to the bottom of that before the show is over. 56022. Top three side dishes for Thanksgiving and in order of how you like them also.
Okay.
And that's coming also. And no turkey blasphemy on the Twitter line. Someone just texted in after you said that. I hate Keenan Allen.
Okay.
Wow. Is it a fantasy or a personal thing?
I could understand it could be fantasy. That guy's started the season off. You maybe used him as your second round pick. Then he goes out for the year in the first week.
Right.
He's very inconsistent. I get it. But, you know, listen, Keenan Allen's a very talented player.
He is. He's a very talented player. All right, let's take a quick break here. So we have a long last segment here of the show. Zach of the Notes Fantasy Football Show brought to you by our friends at Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority. It's right off Biscayne Boulevard right here in Tropical Miami. Go see Danny, the GM. He's going to get you a great deal on a car, get you in and out of the dealership in a couple hours as well. 56022 is the text line. Yellow or green is the colors. I need you to text in what you think lemon lime Gatorade is. Top three side dishes for Thanksgiving so we can make a top five by the end of the show today. And, of course, all your fantasy football questions answered by the nose. We'll take a break. We're back here for the final segment here on 560 The Joe, WQAM.
Welcome back to the Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show with Zach and the Nose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 The Joe, WQAM.
All right, welcome back. Last segment of the show here. We're on until 7 o'clock tonight. Nose Pick of the Week coming up in a couple minutes here on the program. Zach and the Nose always brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our priority. It's off Biscayne Boulevard in Tropical Miami. Danny, the GM over there, is going to take good care of you. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to all the Tropical Chevrolet family out there. Erica and Ari, Danny, everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving.
Can't believe you're hosting them.
Well, I'm hosting Danny. Danny's coming over. The invite's out there.
I think he shows up. No, I think he does.
Listen, he's always an invite for Danny. Takes care of everyone. Might as well give him some good turkey on Thanksgiving at my house. All right, 56022 is the text line. It's not 560 poo poo. Someone text that in again. It's not that. But that's funny tonight. Well done, and thank you for listening. We do
appreciate
that.
I'm just happy that I sort of knew it, because you put me on the spot. I could have not known it. I just totally blew the last guy's name.
Yeah, when you say sort of knew it, I mean, you knew his name was David.
I said David.
Right. So
and
I'm
I know he's from Purdue.
That. Okay.
But that's just about it.
He said poo, and his name is blow.
I don't know what I did.
I mean, it's amazing. Is that better than my Aaron Ekilar?
It's up there.
It's close.
Yeah, probably much better, because I called the guy poo.
Right, I mean, I just call him Ekilar. Like, it's not a big deal there.
You put a bag of poo in front of the house.
Right.
Like, well, you know, by bringing up the poo and the blow, I mean, you know, this is a family show, guys, so we're definitely pushing it.
Right.
Well,
I think we should stay with the poo and the blow instead of blow. It's blow.
All right, 560-22 is the text line. Personal question quickly. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker, Jameson.
Oh, it's Jack Daniels all day,
that's
twice
not
on
easy
Sunday.
Question for you, right.
Come on. Come on, little daddy.
Right, yeah. It's not, that for you, that's not even a...
No,
you know.
That's my... I have an IV of Jack going through me at times. Right.
Okay, let's get this going here. Lindsey, Singletary, Crowder, PPR, please pick two. Lindsey, Singletary, or Crowder, pick two.
As much as I love the Jets matchup, and I do, there's just too many mouths to feed over there, so I'm going to go with Lindsey and Singletary on this one.
All right.
I see Robbie Anderson. You got a... Who else do we have over there? We have a ton of people that they're throwing the ball to.
Le'Veon Bell's got a lot of catches, too.
He's going to have a great start. He's going to have a great start.
How about our boy Braxton Berrios down here from the
Braxton.
What a great play by
great
Braxton.
Great punt return last week. Was that a punt return?
No, that was not. It was a wide receiver screen.
It was a screen? Uh-huh. Wow, I thought it was a punt return. Nope. Sorry, Braxton. Didn't mean to screw that up for you. Wentz or Brady? Quarterback question for you this week. Wentz or Brady?
So I have Wentz higher than Brady. Wentz is going against Miami. Brady... So far in the last few weeks, have not been putting up great fantasy stats.
Right.
He doesn't have the weapons around him, and now we see that Sanu is questionable again. Edelman does his thing, but right now he's missing the big player. Harry, the new their rookie from Arizona State, looks good, but he's not catching bombs down the sideline. So right now, I'm going to go with Wentz over Tommy Brady.
This is the same team, by the way, week two versus the Dolphins that started Antonio Brown, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman.
Correct.
That is one time. That was the wide receiver core for Tom
and
Brady.
And don't worry, the Patriots will win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I already know it's going to happen. It's a Dolphin Stadium. It's a Hard Rock. Of course it's going to end up happening. Cousins or Darnold? Kirk Cousins or Sammy Darnold?
Let's take a peek here. I like Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football more than Darnold. Darnold definitely has, we've discussed it, he has a very nice matchup, and I think he's completely acceptable as a starter. But if you have Cousins, better weapons over there, go with him.
Someone said, you mentioned Thielen having a setback in practice, which he did. Should I start John Brown or wait for the Thielen news?
I would start John Brown. I wouldn't wait on the Thielen news. The last time Thielen played, he had one target, dropped the ball, and was out for the rest of the game. That injury in general is scary. So at this point, you have to play it safe. And, John Brown averages 8.1 targets per game. That's very impressive. So go with him, no question.
Someone has the probably the question of the year, and if you have both these guys on your team, then you're probably going to win your league. Do I start Lamar Jackson or Pat Mahomes?
Really?
Good God.
Really? Somebody has Patrick Mahomes.
But can't you see that happening, though, if somebody drafted Mahomes early, waited, and then got Lamar in the 10th round?
Yes.
You know?
But can I give a good but? How are you not trading one of them?
Well, that's it.
Like,
I mean,
you have to pick
also
between the two of them. You're starting Pat Mahomes this week. Yes, I saw what I saw last week. But Mahomes is at home versus the Raiders, where the Ravens are at home. Game of the week against the 49ers.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. Lamar Jackson, I would say, is my number two guy overall. He is. He's my number two, but Pat Mahomes is my number one. Lamar's going against the best defense. Can't wait to see how that game shakes. What an impressive performance he had against the Rams. I mean, really epic. But no, Pat Mahomes.
Miles Sanders or Philip Lindsay? Doesn't say PPR or not.
Doesn't say PPR, but I'm going to go with Miles Sanders on that one. He's got more volume coming his way.
Right.
Yeah.
Need one for flex. T.Y. Hilton, Jamison Crowder, James White, Jamal Williams. Did we answer that earlier in the show? Maybe they didn't hear it or not. T.Y. Hilton, Jamison Crowder, James White, Jamal Williams. Need one for a flex.
I'm going to go with T.Y. Hilton in this case. He's still the big-time player for them. Coming off a bad week, but I'm going to go with T.Y. Hilton.
Cousins or Josh Allen? How about this one? That's a pretty good question right
there. It is a good question. Yeah. I'm thinking I got to think it through. They're literally ranked right next to each other. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. tomorrow, enjoy your Josh Allen.
All right. Someone put in stuffing, mashed potatoes, and cornbread. Well done, sir. The cornbread has to be on that list.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right, right. The cornbread is going to, here's a hint, in the top five, cornbread's in there. Towards in the next 8 minutes, I will answer that. But cornbread is a top five.
Can you like write in something that isn't typically Thanksgiving? Like, you know, like if you do like a Cuban Thanksgiving thing.
Oh no, no. If there's something that's there that I see that could fit into the Thanksgiving, no one's texted any of that in yet. Someone had the southern one earlier when they had the chitlings and all that stuff.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm gonna be very disappointed if somebody doesn't have a bacon Brussels sprout side dish. Where you cook out the bacon, use the bacon fat, then cook your Brussels, sear them with the bacon fat, then you bake it off, and then you have the crunchy bacon on top of it. Now
I'm ready to end the show and go.
I mean, I don't think Brussels sprouts have ever sounded more appetizing
right,
in my life.
I'm telling you, I could do it.
Right.
I could do it. I can make Brussels sprouts exciting because I'm the nose.
Right. You are the nose. PPR, another tough choice here, and a great if this is your team. Ezekiel Elliott or Kamara, one. PPR.
I don't understand it. Again, how is that possible that you have both players? The only scenario is that someone was scared about Ezekiel Elliott at the time of the draft because he was holding out,
right.
And you got Kamara in the first and then Zeke in the second, but now you're telling me you have to choose between the two of them?
Like, wow, it's crazy.
Come on, man.
Answer
I have to answer
question.
That?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll
who are you
that.
Starting is my question.
That's over one of the other two, that's right. I don't even know.
I want that person to tell me more. But that being said, I got this crazy good feeling about Alvin Kamara against the Falcons. I do. So I'd go Kamara over Zeke, and I understand that might be an unpopular decision because of the volume you know Zeke's getting.
Right.
I'm having Kamara breaking out this week. Everyone's been waiting for it. It's on Thanksgiving.
Zeke versus the Bills defense, too. That's what's happening this weekend also, right?
Yep.
Pick two, PPR, Marvin Jones, Christian Kirk, or Gallup? Pick two.
Those
Jones,
are all
Kirk,
tough matchups.
Gallup, yep.
I'm going to go with Kirk and Gallup. Again, Galladay, man, he got you there in many ways. But again, we've discussed this Detroit quarterback situation too much on the show, right?
Yeah.
You know, if it's Driscoll or the Pooh, the upside in Galladay is not very high. So I'm benching him in every league possible.
Another one of these questions that I'm just totally confused by. Start one, Lamar Jackson, Brady, or Breeze?
Okay, no, it's not a confusing question.
No, it's just confusing
Lamar
to me
Jackson
that you have those three guys on
his
team.
Game of the
right.
week. He's at home versus the 49ers. 49ers are number one against the pass, and they're not too shabby against the run. You're starting Lamar Jackson.
Right, right.
No question. Lamar Jackson is the only scenario that you're not starting Lamar
is
Jackson.
The scenario
already
earlier,
happened,
right,
but,
with Mahomes.
The only
right.
scenario. Those guys are 1-2 with Russell Wilson being a distant third, in my opinion.
Someone,
so there you have it.
Someone sent a great text in, and I have to. You're right, and I will apologize for the show on that. You guys are forgetting we do daily, too.
Oh, so I don't. I'm all over the
no,
daily,
but that
right?
that could be a reason why also someone
please specify
says, right, if it's a daily
somebody
or
on Twitter
league.
Asked
right,
me last
right, right.
week, give me a stack, basically. Give me a quarterback and wide receiver stack. You could check my timeline. I went with Baker and Juice Landry.
You did, right.
Thank you.
You did.
Give it, send it through. You know, let us know specifically what league, you know, because obviously prices mean a lot.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of sometimes spending less money on my quarterback and making sure you have some more of the diesel stud running back and wide receivers.
Some are wide receivers. Yeah. Is any Bear player worth starting this week?
You know, Montgomery is worth starting based on, again, your roster.
What about
Allen
Robinson?
Robinson
right,
is,
yeah.
but he's going against Darius Slay.
Get Slay
and
up.
Quite honestly, for any wide receiver, you're relying on Trubisky, which that is sometimes not something you want to be relying on. Last week, it worked out for Allen Robinson.
Right.
Had a really nice yep. week. But he's only had like four or five very good weeks. Other than that, they've been really, you know, bad clunkers, if you would. So Montgomery and Allen Robinson would be the only two players I'd consider starting.
Two quarterback league, pick two, please. Darnold, Fitzmagic. Goff or Kyle Allen, pick two. Kyle Allen, Goff, Fitzmagic, or Darnold?
That's Darnold and Goff. And that is a firm, I feel very good about it, do it.
Right.
Yeah. Bacardi and Cola, do it.
All right, there it is. 56022 is the text line. I'm ready to give you my five side dishes.
You are
ready for it, yeah.
You know, did you notice you just went straight dictatorship on this thing?
Yes,
like, okay,
yes.
Okay.
Just like I did for Halloween. I mean, I let you put yours out there, but I didn't really care.
Yeah, I know you did. And that's fair. Listen, you look the part.
I do. You're right. I play the part. I look the part. I taste the part, the whole part. I like all of it. All right, top five side dishes on Thanksgiving. Now, the caveat that if you are making homemade stuffing, which my uncle does.
Oh, so
homemade stuffing.
So does
you're going like the Stouffer or the stuff, whatever it is, like the box stuff. That's okay also. But if you're going homemade, then homemade stuffing's one.
Now, no arguments here.
If it's not homemade stuffing, stuffing is still in my five.
And you're talking about like the juices of the turkey going into
it. I'm talking about my uncle takes 7 hours to make his stuffing.
Okay.
Like it's as long as the turkey to make it. He's cutting up celery. He's cutting up stuff. He's putting in the stuffing. That's a different story. If it's homemade stuffing, it's one. So I'm going to start with that. Okay. Number two.
Agreed.
Is green bean casserole if you make it like I do. Because normal green bean casserole is made with the green beans and then the milk and the cream of mushroom soup and then the French fried onions on top. The secret is, and maybe you do it or not, is you take some of the French fried onions, if not half the bag, and you put it in the mix. So when you're biting into it and you're taking a spoonful of it or a forkful of it, you get on the top and you're getting a little in the middle because that is the winner in that.
Do your green beans have a little crunch to it or are they a little soggy?
No, I like them a little soggy.
Okay.
I burn them at the end. I put them on broil at the end just so they get the little bit of the crisp on top because you got to have a little, you know, a little bit in there.
Okay.
Cornbread, if it's homemade, is three.
Okay.
Not even a question to me at that point.
Chris Rock said cornbread.
Can't go wrong with cornbread.
Question on cornbread. Do you guys like just a regular cornbread or do you like it when it has like a little corn like cooked into it?
No, it's got to have a little corn. If you're baking it and it's not out of a box,
am I allowed to put a little bits of jalapeno in it or
no? Of course. No. Any kind of little caveats like that are fine in there.
Bacon.
But if it's just a normal cornbread with nothing in it and it's homemade and not out of a kind of a box or something like that, it's number three on your list.
Okay, you have a little honey butter with it?
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
Any of the other stuff you want to do with it, that's fine. But if it's out of a box, it's out of my five. Like if you're making it.
So you got to cook from scratch.
Got to come from scratch. It's got to be Cracker Barrel like from scratch. That's what I want at that point. So those are your top three at those point. The fourth dish would be the yams with the marshmallows. Okay, yams have to be cooked the right way also because if they're not fully cooked and soft, and I'm talking about like touch them with the fork butter, and you got to have the marshmallows on top. But if they're melted marshmallows, you might as well throw the whole dish away. They've got to be, the marshmallow is still puffy with a little bit of the burn on top.
You know how people are like passionate about their politics or about their sports?
That's how I am.
You are laser light, like you're focused right now.
Right.
Can you give me one more? Can
yeah,
you
number,
do it?
Number five on the list would be mashed potatoes, but not out of a box either. Take those potatoes, you peel them, you boil them, you mash them up, you put them in the thing, a little bit of milk, maybe some salt, a little bit of butter also at the end.
A little bit of butter?
Right. Well, when I say a little bit, you're talking about me. It's like a stick of butter minimum. Right. And you put it in there, you mash it up. You do it out of a box, that's fine too, but that's still
how
fifth
smooth? Are we going to have chunks in there or are we going to go in super smooth?
Depends on the crowd you're with. Because the crowd I'm with likes chunk.
Do you put the skin in it?
Only if it's the red skin.
Wow. So you're going red potatoes, you don't mind the skin.
Right.
Other than
baby reds.
You want to shave that nice and clean and naked.
Right.
Okay.
And if you're doing everything out of a box, that's fine also. But if you're really putting effort into it.
Don't say it's fine. It's not.
A lot of people are doing it. A lot of people don't take. So that is your top five, by the way.
Fair enough.
Definitive list. And if you're not making turkey and you have turkey, find it blasphemy, stop. I don't want to hear it. All right. It's time for the award-winning segment of the week because we do have 2 minutes left here in the show, so we might as well give you the entire last 2 minutes here. The nose pick of the week for week 13 is...
Man, I hope I don't get blasted on this one because it sounds, right off the dome, it sounds very, very ugly, but Jared Goff is going to have a comeback game.
Wow.
That's right. That guy's been dropped after the embarrassment that he was on Monday Night Football. Jared Goff is going against the Cardinals in the dome. Weather's not going to be an issue. The guy gets so scared when the pass rush comes at him. Well, they don't have a pass rush in Arizona. They're 32nd against the pass. We call that DFL. That's dead, F laps, okay?
I'm glad you stopped yourself there.
All right, we're staying on air still. Okay,
Yes.
Good. So Jared Goff, guys, listen, they're fighting still for a playoff position, right? Sean McVay has been embarrassing himself. Not anymore. This week is where... You go in there. You want a daily fantasy quarterback? There's your daily fantasy quarterback. It's Jared Goff. He's going to be worth the price. You can spend your money elsewhere. If you have him in regular season leagues, I'm telling you, he's going to have a monster game. He's going to put up over 300 yards. He's going to have over 3 touchdowns. And all of a sudden, everyone's going to be happy in Rams world again because they're going against the worst secondary we have seen in a very long time. So, the nose pick of the week. Jared Goff.
Well done there. We got your top five side dishes. We got the nose pick of the week. We appreciate you all listening. I have done the poll in my head for the Gatorade color. And yes, the answer to that is it is green.
No,
it is
not green.
Yes,
boo, your voices were not heard.
Right. I used to work for Gatorade. I know it's green.
No, you're wrong. Please Google and look at the picture of what a green one looks like and what a yellow one looks
green
like.
Green apple doesn't count. It's not even really a Gatorade.
I cannot believe
it. The lemon lime is green, unless you're colorblind.
Garcia, what do you got?
It's lemon lime. Doug Plagans agrees with me. Everyone in this room agrees
Doug
with
Plagans
me.
Doug Plagans picked pumpkin yellow. Pie with his fourth pick in the Thanksgiving thing.
It's strong yellow. Pick. She's dressed in yellow. She says,
hello.
Okay, that's it. That answered the question.
All right, that's Zach of the Nose Fantasy Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Go see Danny the GM. Get a great deal on a car. I'm going to be in and out of there in a couple hours, not 12 like the other dealerships
Tell him
are.
I say hi tomorrow.
Danny will be at my house for Thanksgiving. Garcia, all the boys, we're out of here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Woo-hoo!
Good luck this week.
Meatless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.